What Really Happened with your host, Mike Rivero. You're listening to the Republic Broadcasting Network, where you'll find out what the Fukushima's going on.
And aloha, America. Welcome back to our show, hour number three. The phone lines are open, 800-313-9443. This story is just now coming on in. The Department of Justice will not prosecute James Comey for leaking classified memos to his friend. And basically, this goes back to when Trump fired Comey in May of 2017. And he gave some of these memos with classified information to Daniel Richmond, a Columbia law professor, with instructions to share some of the information with the New York Times, which then published it. Clear Title 18 violation. But hey, he didn't mean to do wrong. That's the Hillary defense. He didn't mean to do wrong. So the Department of Justice will not prosecute him. Is anybody here really all that surprised? I'm not. Comey's another one of the untouchables here. All right, let's look at the economic news here. Wall Street should be prepared for more tariffs on Chinese goods. This is actually a little out of date because it's already been announced on TV that as of the 1st of September, Trump is going to impose tariffs on pretty much all Chinese imports. And it's insane. It's absolutely insane here. Some people are saying the only way to save the economy from the trade war is to lower interest rates. Well, they've already done that as well. And we're seeing the effect of it already. China's U.S. soybean purchases have plunged to 2004 lows. So now U.S. soybean farmers, they're in trouble. They get caught in the crossfire of the trade war. All right, we're going to take a phone call. Chris in Las Vegas, aloha. Welcome to the show. What's on your mind?
Well, Michael, this story about the Comey non-prosecution by the so-called fair, neutral, unbiased, very vindictive Department of Justice seems to me to strongly suggest that they have given themselves the privilege to be engaged in felony oppression of justice and their color of law,
yes,
whereby they are choosing not to prosecute obvious criminal violations, the same thing that I have here in Nevada with the district attorney here, oppressing justice under the color of law and not letting me have any justice against my former bride who was suborned to commit felony perjury and become a co-agent with the FBI and the Joint Terrorism Task Force against myself lying on the stand. And he interjected himself there, the same thing.
Yeah, it is. It's a corrupt system. It really is. You know, the untouchables, you know, and these are all people who seem to one way or the other track back, you know, to the drug cartels.
Well, Michael, whenever you, liar, did the investigation on the hoax of the Russian investigation, when it was obvious that Hillary Clinton and her ilk were involved in Russian collusion and fixing elections with the Russians and the Ukrainians.
Yes.
And he felony criminal converted millions and millions of the American people's dollars to his own self-interest along with his sycophantic Andrew Weissman and a team of DNC-based Democrat liar lawyers who were on a hit squad against Donald Trump, the president that was elected by the people to present our interest. It seems to me that we have gone into a lawless society with criminals sitting in the seats of justice, giving themselves exoneration from high crimes and misdemeanors that ought to be treasonous and prosecuted to the highest degree of the law.
Okay. I agree.
Where is justice for the American people? When will we get justice? When will they be held to accountability? Why are they exonerated from things that, like Bradley Manning, is brought against them for much less crimes than the Hillary Clinton gang, the Mulai, or the Brennan, and all these other high-based agency communists that are in office?
It's a mess here. I mean, Judicial Watch just put out a little blurb from their account saying, yeah, we knew this was going to happen.
Well, and we know that nothing's going to happen to this serial child sex abuser and human trafficker, Epstein, Wexman, all this other group of Hillary Clinton and the Clinton gang and their Mossadamites operation of honey traps. How much damaging information? We already know that the whole flipping government is a bunch of pervert criminals. Why should it be shocking to the American public to learn the obvious?
Well, it's not shocking to me, but I think there's still a segment of our American population that would like to see some semblance of justice going on here. We've got Comey in violation of Title 18, felony. Hillary Clinton, felony violations of Title 18. Nothing ever happens to them. Now we're seeing Jeff Epstein. His trial is being put off until the end of next year in the hope that the American people will have completely forgotten about him when they give him another wrist slap and let him go.
Well, Michael, we have to track this back to the bureaucracy of the judiciary and the bar. The bar is not part of government. It's a private association. And these are really mercenaries masquerading as their neutral counsel when they are a warring force against the American people, and they're destroying us from within by covering up the criminal acts of their cronies who they fear might take retaliation on them if they hold them to accountability, depriving the American people and the world of true justice and redress of grievances. It's a horrific miscarriage by injustice and non-prosecution.
You're absolutely right. You're absolutely right. Anyway, Chris,
I'm all right. Called.
Well, yes, take a number after me. Like I said, I'm not surprised, but I am still ticked off about it. Okay, Chris, thank you for the phone call. We're going to let you go and switch over to Bob in South Carolina. Aloha, Bob. Welcome to the show. What's on your mind?
Yeah, Mike, I got an answer to a question you had posed to you yesterday. I couldn't get in time before the show ended. So it was about whether or not the unleaded gas would destroy or harm pre-unleaded gas engines. And the answer is yes.
Ah.
Yeah, because what happened is in the mid-90s, I had to replace an engine in my truck, and I got it replaced with a pre-unleaded gas built engine. And when I couldn't get unleaded gas anymore, about 4 months later, the engine was destroyed. I had the heads taken off, and the valve seats were totally gouged out.
Okay. All right, well, that's good to know.
So, yeah, if you use unleaded gas in an old classic car that hasn't had hardened seats put in it, it'll destroy the engine really quick.
Oh, that's a darn shame here. That is a darn shame. Well,
okay, that's all I had.
All right, well, thanks an awful lot. We're going to let you go. The phone lines are open, 800-313-9443. We're going to do a shout-out now to our on-air affiliates who are just now rejoining the network. Getting on back to the economic news, to nobody's surprise, Airbus profits are skyrocketing while Boeing continues to stumble over the 737 MAX crisis. And part of that, of course, is that a lot of Boeing customers are now switching their orders to Airbus. And that Boeing CEO who decided to be a social justice warrior and let the experienced white design engineers go and bring in a bunch of outsiders with less education and certainly no experience, they're paying for it now. He may have actually destroyed that company. Over in North Dakota, they have this law that's just gone into effect. It reforms the state's asset forfeiture process. It prohibits the state from taking a person's property without a criminal conviction. Now, that is a really good thing. In too many of these states with civil forfeiture, they'll take your property on a mere suspicion. Unfortunately, North Dakota's new law leaves a loophole in place that allow the police to circumvent the stricter state laws by passing these civil forfeiture cases off to the federal government, which does not have such a limitation. Oh, it sure looks like you were going to do something nasty. I'll just take that from you. Thank you very much here. Samsung Electronics saw their profits plunge in the second quarter as its key chip business faltered, and the firm also warned of challenges ahead. So apparently operating profit fell 56% from a year earlier. That is serious. And the result reflects a broader industry slowdown, weighed down by this ongoing U.S.-China trade war. All right. Speaking of China, you know, there's concern about overfishing the oceans. And there are strict limits on tuna fishing. You've got Sea Shepherd down there trying to keep the Japanese whalers at bay. And apparently the International Court of Justice just came out with a ruling saying that Japan's claims that they're doing scientific research with all the huge amount of whales they're harvesting really doesn't hold up to inspection. Now, whether Japan is going to do anything about that or not remains to be seen. The Japanese are very big on whale meat, and so we'll see what happens there. But apparently the biggest problem right now is what are called the Chinese mega trawlers, which are literally stripping the ocean floor of fish. And it's estimated that the world's fisheries have collapsed 90%. We're running out of food. We are genuinely heading toward a Malthusian catastrophe. We're running out of food. We've toxified the Pacific and the Gulf of Mexico. Our Midwest farms are underproducing because of the massive flooding. The problem here. Okay, Doug Weed is a New York Times bestselling author. He's credited for coining the term compassionate conservative. He's been an advisor to two presidents. And he's out there saying, if the United States gives free health care to illegal aliens, as some Democratic candidates are advocating, it would be the end of the country as it now exists. I could imagine we would actually see rioting over that. And he's basically saying, if you do that, if you offer this free health care to anybody who sneaks over the border, you're going to just see millions of people just running across the border or limping across the border and saying, fix me, fix me. Now, nearly 60% of Americans oppose free health care for illegal aliens. Despite this, Bernie Sanders once again advocated that in the debate. Okay, Bernie, you going to pay for that yourself? Current estimates are that there will be 1.1 million illegal immigrants at our southern border this fall. 1.1 million. It is totally, totally out of control here. Over in Germany, there's a Syrian refugee who has stabbed a Kazakh migrant with a samurai sword and did it in broad daylight. Now, this puts the lie to a comment made by German Chancellor Angela Merkel back in February 2017 when she said, Islam is not the source of terror. And then in May of 2017, after Islamists tried to blow up a bus carrying a top German soccer team, Merkel said, well, there is no doubt that some refugees pose a security threat. Now, Germany is a country with a population of 80 million. They've received over 1 million migrants and unvetted refugees in 2015. In 2016, Islamic extremists murdered 22 people in Germany in 7 different attacks. And now this with the samurai sword. When you invite the third world into your country, you also invite third world problems, third world behavior. Okay, do you remember Gillette, you know, shaving products, decided they were going to get politically correct, and they came out with a series of commercials to basically oppose toxic masculinity and redefine the phrase, the best that a man can be. And they took a beating for it, an $8 billion write down. And Gillette is trying to say, well, it's currency fluctuations and more competition, and, you know, consumers are shaving less frequently, and they're just making up these excuses. They don't want to admit that they made a huge mistake. When you are going to buy a Gillette razor, you want a clean shave. You don't want a lecture on why your masculinity is toxic. So, epic fail there. Epic fail. All right. The ACLU says that biological male athletes who identify as females won't end women's sports, that trans women are women. Apparently, the ACLU is on the other side of this debate. They're launching this campaign in support of transgender student athletes, saying it's pure discrimination to prevent men from competing with women. I think the ACLU has just jumped the shark with that one. Okay. All righty. Apparently, actor and host Mario Lopez came on out and made a comment saying parents shouldn't raise three-year-olds as transgender. And apparently this came on out on the Candace Owens show. And Lopez, who's Catholic, said, it is dangerous for parents to raise children as young as 3 years old as transgender. I absolutely agree with him. Owens noted the Hollywood trend of stars speaking out about their young transgender children. That's the latest status symbol in Hollywood. You know, it used to be an ocelot. Now it's, I have a transgender child. I am better than you. That really is sick. It's another reason why I'm kind of glad to be out of the industry here. Now, Trump's little kerfuffle with Elijah Cummings has revived the question of just what condition are America's cities in? And NBC up in San Francisco went on out to basically take a look. And they came back with a story called Diseased Streets, saying that it was heartbreaking to see our children living in one of the wealthiest cities in the world having to avoid stepping in human poo and needles every day on their way to preschool. And it is. Why? Because all that wealth is concentrated at the very top, and the people at the very top are liberals, and they want open borders, and they just want to flood the people in there as Democratic voters, and they don't care what it does to the city itself. It really is not good. Okay, we got to take another break for commercials, and we'll be right back.
I'm getting older and noticing that my body just doesn't work as well as it used to. So I like to try to keep fit as possible by hitting the gym a few times a week. And recently I started having a nagging bicep pain and I couldn't lift weights. When I was complaining about it to a friend of mine, he told me about Angioprim. He said chelation helps remove toxins, heavy metals, and cholesterol in the veins and arteries that may cause blockages. After 1 week of taking Angioprim, the pain was gone, and I'm back in the gym full strength. Find out more. Go to angioprim.com, A-N-G-I-O-P-R-I-M.com. Scientific research proves the active ingredient in Angioprim helps promote cardiovascular health. Talk to a trained consultant, or you can call Angioprim toll-free at 877-882-8221. That's 877-882-7221. This statement has not been evaluated by the Food and Drug Administration. This product is not intended to diagnose, treat, cure, or prevent any disease.
Folks, we're living in a world the likes of which we've never perceived any clearer than we do now. The plan for global governance has been in the works for generations and would have likely been achieved by now but for the fact that the globalists left open their Achilles heel. With all their tools, Federal Reserve System, fiat currency, No Child Left Behind, and then Common Core education introduced to our schools to dumb us down, vaccines, pharmaceuticals to lobotomize us, GMO foods, insertion of compromised or bought and paid for politicians, judges, mainstream media propaganda, all pieced together like a puzzle designed to ultimately bring the world under submission. But with all their strategy, they forgot one thing: knowledge. And knowledge is power. With knowledge, their bombardment is nullified. Folks, with that, as brilliant and knowledgeable as you've become, among the wisest audience of any radio audience in the world, and you are, I want you to take a moment to reflect and ask yourself, how much of that knowledge did I obtain from Republic Broadcasting Network? How high has my consciousness been raised since I've been a listener? How fast am I now able to discriminate truth from fake news by being a Republic Broadcasting listener? How clear am I now able to see the world since I've been listening to RBN? Ask yourselves those questions, folks. Then ask yourself, what is that knowledge worth to me? Like my morning coffee, how would I survive without it? A voice of truth in a sea of lies. Do we not all need to make sure it survives? Like public broadcasting, we are now finding we can only survive with listener support. Censorship, advertisers being attacked, truth itself being attacked. It's the only way through this. We at Republic Broadcasting humbly ask you to become a supporter. Look at your budget and make a determination of what Republic Broadcasting is worth to you and what you can afford on a monthly basis. Go to republicbroadcasting.org and pledge 20, 30, 40, 50, if possible, 100 a month or more if it's affordable. Click the donate button and become a regular monthly donor. Assure both us and yourself that Republic Broadcasting truth will continue to flow like that morning coffee. The network thanks you.
What Really Happened with your host, Mike Rivero. Join Mike on the air. Call toll-free 800-313-9443. 800-313-9443.
And aloha, America. Welcome back to our show here. And yesterday we were reporting on this story from Greenville County, South Carolina, in which this homeowner was shot inside his home. Legal concealed carry permit guy was shot inside his home by a sheriff's deputy who has still not been named, who just shot through the window when he saw this guy holding a gun. And a claim was made that the homeowner, Dick Trench, had opened the front door and pointed the gun at the sheriff's deputy, which would have justified the shooting. But then the body cam footage came on out and showed that was very clearly not the case. So today, the South Carolina Sheriff's Office has officially retracted that part of the story and is apologizing for the misleading statement about the officer-involved shooting. Misleading, heck, you lied. You lied to try and justify another innocent citizen being gunned down and killed by a badge. That's exactly what it is. So they're rioting over in Israel over police impunity. How long before that starts here as well? Now, we mentioned this before, but it's worth mentioning again because we have a few more details. Architects and engineers for 9/11 Truth got together with New York area fire commissioners, got them all together, and basically did a presentation to them. And at that point, a resolution was read aloud and passed along, calling for a new investigation into 9/11 because of the overwhelming evidence of pre-planted explosives, which I hope includes those pictures of the slant cut, cutter charge scars on the load-bearing members of the towers here. But apparently it was unanimously approved by the five fire commissioners. Now, we can expect the government will just stand there and go, okay, big deal. You want an investigation? We just don't have the budget for it. You know, you can have an investigation, or you can all have a new fire truck. Okay, up in Washington State, a little bit of good news for those who like to toke a little bit. The state government there has created a streamlined process to expunge some marijuana charges, to have them completely erased from the records. And they also passed a law that will allow students to consume medical marijuana at school. Slowly but surely, people are coming to their senses about the Pakalolo. Getting on the world of computers and so forth and so on, there apparently were five bugs in Apple's iMessage service for the iPhone that require no user interaction to exploit, including one that would allow remote attackers to access content stored on the iOS devices. Now, first discovered by the Google Project Zero Security researcher Natalie Silvanovich, Apple has fully patched four of the flaws as part of the 12.4 iOS update. Apparently, that fifth flaw is still out there. Facebook is actually working on a system to read your mind. And apparently, there's going to be this headband that you put on, and it will read your thoughts, take them into the computer, to allow you to basically type out documents at 100 words per minute. Now, having worked with voice recognition, I'm already seeing a problem here. Most people are not that well organized inside their brain. It's the process of figuring out how we're going to type it that tends to organize things. So it'll be interesting, might be fun to play with. I'm sure they're already looking at military applications for it, but that's where they're going to go with it. Meanwhile, Facebook has admitted that it stored at least 600 million passwords in plain text, with employees having access to the files for years. These are the kinds of goofs that lead to these huge, huge data breaches. And a lot of people might think, well, you know, what's on Facebook that I've got to worry about? It's the principle. Okay? It basically means that information was searchable and readable by everybody, not just your friends. It's a huge security risk. And when you've got 20,000 employees with access to an unprotected network storage bank, password storage bank, things can look grim. And according to the report, the plain text password issue could affect users of Facebook, Facebook Lite, and Instagram. And in some cases, the Facebook data dates back as far as 2012, 7 years ago. Now, these companies, you give them your data, and they're reckless with it. They're not taking care of it. It's just another commodity to pass around and sell. We'll be right back after these few words.
You are tuned in to the Republic Broadcasting Network. Visit our website by going to republicbroadcasting.org.
Corporate media dominates the American opinion. Finding independent voices that counter this avalanche is becoming increasingly difficult. With the endless corruption running rampant throughout our government, independent voices are needed more than ever to battle the offensive against our freedoms and liberties. As a listener of RBN, no one understands this concept better than you. Now it's up to you to do your part. The time has come for you to take action and begin broadcasting the truth to hundreds or thousands of people every month. Sound impossible? Quite the contrary. With pointed slogans from LibertyStickers.com, you can reach countless sleeping Americans unaware that they live in a real-life wonderland. LibertyStickers.com has a huge inventory of political bumper stickers and messages that reflect the truth about our government, our politicians, and the future of America. With so many in stock, there's one perfect for you. Visit us today at LibertyStickers.com. Again, that's LibertyStickers.com. Do your part. Your voice is important. Let it be heard.
The reviews for Extendivite are amazing. Here are some from Amazon. September 2018. Extendivite works in keeping my blood pressure in the normal range. I've been using Extendivite for many years now. May 2018. Great product. I use regularly and I rarely get sick. March 2018. This product has relieved what appeared to be angina pain in my chest and shortness of breath after climbing stairs. I'm quite happy about it. February 2018. My husband, son, and I have been using this product for a few months now, and we have noticed an improvement in our joints and blood pressure. Tell us your story. Get Extendivite today. To order, call 1-877-928-8822. That's 1-877-928-8822, or visit heartdrop.com.
Extend your life with Extendivite.
AncientLifeOil.com. For your CBD needs, just remember, AncientLifeOil.com. What does it do for the body, you ask? I can't say, did the people in the suits that run the industry. Big Pharma's all over CBD because of its Research the benefits of CBD on Google and come back to AncientLifeOil.com and purchase your CBD today. Non-GMO and all organic. You don't want to be using a petroleum product. You want to be using the cleanest CBD product on the market, AncientLifeOil.com. We even have CBD for your pet. Help your pet's discomfort. Help your discomfort. Log on to AncientLifeOil.com. That's AncientLifeOil.com. Newly reduced prices to pass off the savings to the most important person, you, AncientLifeOil.com. And one more thing, we have topicals too. So if you have joint pain and some different issues that are going on in your body, you might want to use a topical. Think about it. AncientLifeOil.com.
When all this twisted steel was swept away, did these remaining holes reveal what really happened?
And aloha, America. Welcome back to our show here. We're going to go to the phones to Jim in New York. Aloha, Jim. Welcome to the show. What's on your mind?
Oh, hi, Mike. I was reading this article today from Information Liberation. This is neocon Max Boot said Tuesday in the Washington Post that when America becomes a white minority, the Trump era will be seen as a last gasp of white resistance. And, you know, I'm afraid he has a good point. I think this was the last chance for, well, white people, and with the flooding of the migrants that's still happening under President Trump. Seems we're headed towards like Brazil, where this be a conglomeration of all different races and things like that. What do you think?
I'm sorry, I was momentarily distracted here. Could you back up and give me that last sentence?
Yeah, he said it's Trump administration is like the last gasp for overcome with minorities, if you will.
Yeah, I would agree with that.
Yeah, yeah. It's interesting, this character, Max Boot, used to be considered, during the Bush neocon administration, a solid conservative advisor to President Bush. Now he's become a Democrat. So, well, whoever I can get a war started with, I'll join the Democrats, I'll join the Republicans. He doesn't care, and, you know, I think people like him, Max Boot, and many others, you know, one day they'll call themselves a conservative. Next, a year later, they'll say they're a liberal. As long as they can get their wars, and they can get predominantly white Americans to fight their wars for Israel.
Yes.
And that's why they use white people for wars for Israel. But then once they're done, they discard them. They actually have contempt. That's the people. These are the people. The military has to be warned. These are the people who are sending you to war. They hate you.
Yes.
But they want you to fight and fight Persians, for example, in Iran. And like yesterday I was saying, that's why I think Fox is so dangerous. Fox has to be discredited, just like all the other networks that tell people all TV news and mainstream news is propaganda. And I know so many people, they're like, oh, but Fox is different. No, no, Fox in many ways is worse. Is they're getting middle American whites and they're going to try to rally them for more Middle East wars. What do you think?
Yeah, I mean, we're seeing, yeah, Fox News has definitely deteriorated. It's basically becoming just another corporate media outlet. There was a brief time where it seemed to be a conservative counterpoint to the other liberal corporate media like CNN, but they're kind of blurring together. And it's always the same message, you know, Iran is bad, Russia's bad, China's bad, we're good.
Yes. Well, Fox, they're fair on social issues like, say, abortion or gun rights and things like that. But when it comes to the wars, Fox is total neocon.
Yep.
And they have to be discredited. They have. It's very important. I don't know what circles you go in, but my circles, still too many people, they say, oh, you know, I hate CNN and those liberal networks. That's why I watch Fox.
Well, you know, you might want to remind them that Fox stood up there shoulder to shoulder with CNN and MSNBC and said Saddam Hussein had weapons of mass destruction.
I do. But sadly, your average American, they're trying to pay the bills, working two jobs. They come home, they plop on their couch with the TV on, and that's it. They don't have the time to research these things. But I agree with you. Our only hope is an economic collapse, and the sooner the better. And that's it. Otherwise, it's just more frog in the pot, slow, steady destruction of the country. And I think the elite's plan is just to have people like you, me, people in their 50s and 60s, to just slowly die off. Be replaced.
Yeah, we're definitely all headed that way.
Yeah, yeah, and, doesn't look good. So maybe there could be a major change in the way things are headed.
But well, I don't see that this nation is able to continue on the way it has been. It's either going to get into a war it can't win, or there's going to be an economic crash. But then throughout history, all empires have collapsed eventually.
Yes. Yeah. Well, thank you for taking my call, and have a great show, Mike.
All right. Thanks an awful lot. We're going to let you go. The phone lines are open, 800-313-9443. Now, over at YouTube, they recently changed their algorithms to stop recommending videos involving conspiracies. And it turned out to be a costly decision. They have lost 8% of their ad revenue. You know, when I was younger, there was sort of this idea that the customer is always right, and that if you're in some form of business that deals with the public, your goal is to make that public happy. And we're living in an age right now where companies have got this arrogant attitude of, you're lucky we let you use our service, therefore you will play by our rules. All righty. Somebody is sounding the concern over the fact that the Pentagon last year purchased thousands of Chinese tech products that contain known cybersecurity vulnerabilities, and officials have yet to enact any policies to prevent it from happening again. Last year, the Pentagon bought more than 9,500 commercial printers, computers, and cameras, despite warnings that adversaries could use the products to infiltrate networks and spy on personnel, according to Inspector General Audit. The procurements, which totaled roughly $33 million, exposed significant shortcomings in the department's supply chain security policies that persist to this day, auditors said in a redacted report published earlier this week. Specifically, the Army and Air Force purchased more than 8,000 printers from Lexmark and 1,500 computers from Lenovo, two Chinese companies that national security officials previously linked to the Communist Party's espionage operations. So bad China, bad China. Up in Cambridge, Massachusetts, they are looking at a measure to ban all facial recognition technology in the city. This would make them the fourth U.S. city to ban facial recognition. Oakland, San Francisco, and Somerville, Massachusetts have all passed ordinances to prohibit active use of facial recognition technology by city departments, and barring the use of data or evidence produced by facial recognition software systems in criminal investigations or legal proceedings. I think it's a very smart thing to do, given how inaccurate these systems are proving to be out in the field. Okay, so scientist Jorge Araujo, used to be Merck's former lead supervisor for vaccine safety, does not allow his children to be vaccinated due to sterility concerns. This was the guy who was in charge of vaccine safety, and he's saying they're not safe. And so he's absolutely refusing to allow his children to be vaccinated. It's another insider going on the outside. And Orocho's wife is a nurse, and she agreed it is simply not safe. In fact, vaccines are very dangerous and experimental, but the CDC pushes them on all the country full of naive patients for life with the big slogan lie that claims they're always safe and effective. Remember, the CDC is not a government agency. It's a private corporation. They own the patents on something like 30 different vaccines. And yet every year they come on out and say, we're the CDC, and we insist that you put these vaccines into your children. It's marketing. That's all it is. It's marketing. Now, Merck has admitted that the media hysteria over measles is earning them huge profits with the measles vaccine. And, of course, they're talking about the outbreak, which wasn't all that big, that helped boost sales in its second quarter. And if you go back and remember the outbreak always seemed to hit people who'd had the measles vaccine. Meanwhile, as a counterexample, over in Japan, there are no vaccine mandates. Children are not required to get any vaccine at all, and yet they have the healthiest children in the world. You think about that one for a while. We're going to go to the phones here to Mike in Brazil. Aloha, Mike. Welcome to the show. What's on your mind?
Yeah, Mike, I was listening to the previous callers, and I really appreciate their input. First of all, I need to say that the Democratic Party really ought to be called the Communist Party, because their platform is virtually identical to the Communist platform. And
yes.
I bet you know that, and I know that, and most of the listeners know that. And another thing I was going to ask you, I was, apart from politics, okay, I'd like to ask you this question. Okay, the Federal Reserve being a private entity,
yes.
What standing does the FBI have in investigating bank robberies, since the Federal Reserve and the banks are a private entity?
Well, you need to remember that the Federal Reserve is a central bank. It does not own or control the ordinary depositor banks out there across the country.
Yeah, well, Mike, I don't understand. I mean, if somebody robs a bakery store, right, a bakery
yes.
shop, you're not going to get the FBI involved in this, are you?
It depends on how big a bakery it is, but I see what it is you're saying. Mostly the FBI gets involved in bank robberies because it's a much more serious crime, at least under the law, than robbing a bakery. And in most cases, bank robbers tend to flee across state lines, which automatically brings it into the FBI's jurisdiction. These days, however, the FBI doesn't really care about jurisdiction. They're going to go and do what they think they need to do.
Well, according to your argument, then I can go and knock off a bakery, steal a few loaves of bread, and cross the state lines, and then the FBI has jurisdiction. Is that what you're saying?
Well, first of all, if you go into that bakery and you start shooting it up, the local police have jurisdiction first. Then if you cross the state line, then the FBI has jurisdiction.
Exactly right. That's what I thought. And you just confirmed my suspicions. Now, you're talking about, I keep listening to you about this economic collapse. I wish it was true, but I believe that the revolution, an internal uprising of the most violent type, which you and I hate, both of us hate, will take precedence before this economic collapse you're talking about, because I watched the debate. The Democratic debate, and I tell
yes.
you what, I couldn't go through the first 10 minutes without going to the bathroom and puking. Okay, I'll be very fair with you. I felt so disgusted with what I saw, and I was asking myself, is this the best the Democrats have? Yeah, you're looking at Kamala Harris.
Yeah,
and,
a lot of people were saying that. I was saying that.
Mike, I nearly puked. I went to the bathroom. I felt like when you eat something very heavy. And it accumulates to your throat, you know. And I was thinking, I said, God, is this what they have for the Democratic Party? Are you kidding me? This is a clear win for Trump in 2020.
Yes.
Don't discuss it. No matter how much you hate him or love him. Well, I tell you, I was like flabbergasted. You know, I didn't know what to say. And another thing I was going to say, listening to these people's platform, the way they spoke during the debate, they all seem to be mentally ill. They seem to have, they seem to be clinically insane because none of their plans work. They're crazy,
yeah.
Literally, in the medical sense.
Their plans don't have to work, they just have to sound good. The plans don't have to work, they just have to sound good. Because, again, these are campaign promises that they're talking about of which they have no real intention of keeping.
Well, you know, my only prayer is that you are right, Mike. And I every morning when I wake up, I'm thinking about you, and I say, I hope Rivero is right. I hope the collapse is going to come before the bloody uprising. Because the way I see it, I don't know who's going to be the next president. in 2020. I have no idea. I mean, it could be Trump, it could be Kamala Harris. I don't know. But I tell you something, if the wrong person gets in the wrong, you know, in the White House and being coronated as the king of the United States, all hell is going to break loose because, you know, we have the leftists on one hand, we have the right on the other hand, and I'm thinking about all these gun owners. They spend a lot of money, you know, to make their guns look nice, sexy. I used to be a gun owner. I used to own a whole arsenal of guns.
Mike, I gotta cut you off. We gotta take a break for commercials. Back with the last segment of our program after these few words.
Homeowners, if your lender has gone out of business or sold your transaction to another lender or servicer, you may be the victim of a wrongful foreclosure resulting in the loss of your home. If you've already lost your home, are in foreclosure, or even in good standing, you can challenge the mortgage transaction's illegal issue and your property can be restored to you, and your foreclosure can be stopped or reversed and the mortgage transaction declared unenforceable. State laws, U.S. title codes, the Uniform Commercial Codes, and U.S. Supreme Court rulings have upheld that defective mortgage documentations can reverse or stop foreclosures and enforce property title claims in favor of the homeowner. We are having successes in stopping the process of foreclosure, the enforcement of the foreclosure judgments, the sale of property, and evictions after the sale. We are not attorneys, and we don't give legal advice. We are a professional team of legal researchers, providing forensic mortgage audits and expert witnesses. We have the knowledge to produce the evidence and enforce laws regarding your legal issues. We've been in business for 12 years without a complaint. Consultations are free, and we provide a free title search to confirm if your mortgage has legal defects. Please call 855-253-3748. 855-2, keep it today.
Without the right accessories, any guy can be off the mark. Whether you've invested thousands in your arsenal or you own a single trusted firearm, a visit to AROutfitting.com is in order. It's one of the finest online selections of tactical optics and AR parts and add-ons, like EOTech, quick target acquisition with no peripheral loss. Browse the full range of Nikon scopes and binoculars. AROutfitting.com can illuminate your world with Streamlight gun-mounted lights from keychain to large handhelds, up to 1,100 lumens. Find some stability with Battenfield tactical bipods. AirOutfitting.com has CMMG gun parts, barrels, assemblies, handguards, part kits, and more. Plus Magpul clips and magazines. I know I've got you excited, so take a breath. Head to AirOutfitting.com. The site's super easy to navigate and features a ton of technical info, including links to manuals. We also welcome vendor and manufacturer inquiries. Remember, if you don't see it, we can get it. At AROutfitting.com.
Tired of being lied to by mass media? It's growing more and more apparent today that news is received less and less through standard media outlets. Even with a growing audience every day, RBN is beginning to direct more efforts into social media. Social media and the use of the internet is fast becoming the primary source of people for news, regardless of demographic. RBN has set out to provide some of the best news on the internet through republicbroadcasting.org and also has begun to use the tools to our advantage by way of social media. Republic Broadcasting is now operating a Facebook page to function as yet another avenue to have our collective voice reach new audiences across not only America, but across the globe as well. The Facebook page features not only news, but also an RBN player to listen to our broadcast. Get involved by visiting facebook.com/republicbroadcasting and liking our page and share it with your friends and family, because you can handle the truth.
What this country is coming to, I sure would like to know. If they don't do something by and by, the rich will live and the poor will die. Doggone, I mean the panic is on. Can't get no wage, can't draw no pay.
And aloha, America. Welcome back to our show here. Last segment of our program today. And once again, the scammers are out there. And this involves targeting seniors. And it involves genetic testing. And the fraudsters are finding their victims through cold calls, knocking on doors, email, Facebook ads, and so forth. They troll low-income housing complexes, senior centers, health fairs, antique shops. Some of the fraudsters claim to work for Medicare. This is being investigated by the Federal Trade Commission. So capitalizing on the growing popularity of genetic testing and fears of terminal illness, scammers are persuading seniors to take two types of genetic screenings that are covered by Medicare Part B. And the tests aim to detect their risk for cancer or medication side effects. Now, the scammers then bill Medicare for the tests, and the patients might never receive any results at all. But they also risk compromising their personal information and family medical history, and ultimately the taxpayers foot the bill for tests that may be unnecessary or inappropriate. And scammers can really cash in. Medicare pays an average of $6,000 to $9,000 for these tests. It's obviously not a home kit. This is coming from the Office of the Inspector General at the Department of Health and Human Services. So these DNA test scams appear to be ramping up. Complaints are on the way up here. Complaints to the Inspector General Fraud Hotline have poured in at rates as high as 50 per week. That's up from one or two complaints a week at the same time last year. Meanwhile, getting to the realm of human-caused global warming and the fraud that it is, Andrew Yang, during the debate, was out there saying, we're too late to save Earth. Well, okay, then let me have my plastic bags back. You know, if it's too late, let's give up all this environmental nonsense here. Meanwhile, of course, Google has spent $20 million to pull together this climate summit to which Obama and all these A-listers they're flocking to it in private jets and helicopters and just pouring out the carbon like crazy. Okay, a little bit of good news here. The solar sail project from the Planetary Society is working. They basically put up a CubeSat that deployed this, I think it's 80 feet by 80 feet thin Mylar solar sail. And based on the solar radiation, the orbit is increasing in height. So it's actually working. This was the dream of a lot of different science fiction writers and scientists like Carl Sagan. But it's a huge, huge success for them on that one. All right, so there's the music. Time for me to get out of here. Please stay tuned for John Stadmiller. I'm sure he's got lots of things to share with you. Take what you learn here, share it with everybody that you know, and please donate to Republic Broadcasting. Please donate to whatreallyhappened.com. We'll be back tomorrow on Friday. Aloha, America.
It's happening, ladies and gentlemen. We here at RBN are working with FrontSight Firearms Training Institute to bring our audience the best in combat, tactical, and defensive firearms training. Whether you're a private citizen who is new to firearms, or you have a concealed weapon permit, and want a level of training that surpasses what you've received from your local gun range, FrontSight provides priceless education and skills taught by seasoned law enforcement, military, and private citizen instructors to levels that far exceed law enforcement and military standard. With nearly a million responsible citizens trained from every town, city, and state from across the United States, FrontSight has bolstered the Patriot movement to a whole new level. Contact Dan Sutterfield by phone at 573-762-2356 or 573-465-2356 or shoot him an email at domedan, D-O-M-E-D-A-N, at hotmail.com. This is a limited time opportunity. Don't miss it.
You're listening to the Republic Broadcasting Network because you can handle the truth.